Start the meeting.
I don't have the typical button.
I just started it.
Ah.
And Carla, we have you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, by my clock, it's 7 o'clock, so I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the January 6, 2021 meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton. First question, Madam Clerk, have we met all of the noticing requirements for this meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'd like to invite everyone to stand up and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Carla, could you please call the roll?
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilman Millay?
Yes.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you. And now it is my great privilege to administer the oath to our mayor-elect, Mr. Millay. Are you ready?
I am. Thank you much.
I'll just give you a minute.
There you go. How's that?
Okay. Terrific. If you could please repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Brian Millay.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Of the office of mayor of the Township of Clinton.
Of the office of mayor of the Township of Clinton.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities. So help me God.
Congratulations, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
And I'm very happy to turn the meeting over to you now.
I'm sure you are. I just wanted to take a quick moment and thank all of my family, my distant family, but close family and friends for joining tonight and for their support over the years. And, you know, the last few years we've made some really great strides, and I'm really looking forward to the next 3 years. I think we've got a great council. We worked well together, and we've built a great financial foundation now. We've really improved it for the township. We can move forward off of that to tackle some really big stuff, clean up. Sort of a busy year ahead of us this year. We're going to clean up some organizational things. Vita's on board now, and we're really rolling. So I'm happy. And I also want to take a quick moment to thank not only my wife and my two daughters for their support and sacrifice, because it is a sacrifice, but also the spouses and the immediate families of all the members of council and staff and everyone else who come out. They give up so much of their time and they give up family time. So it's much appreciated. And with that being said, we will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the nomination for council president. I'll open the floor to the council for a nomination.
I would like to nominate Councilman Tom Kochanowski.
Thank you. May I have a second, or are there any other nominations to be had?
Second.
Thank you, Mark. Hearing no other nominations. Can you call the roll? Because I know
Vita, do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I wasn't prepared to do it. I always like to have the names all in front of me.
I have him here, so it's not a problem. Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes. Weird to hear
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, you'll have to get used to it.
And Tom, I'm really looking forward to working closely with you this year and everyone else. I think we'll be a great team. And I don't know, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Well, I do need to swear him in so that he can officially take the office.
I'm not used to this virtual thing.
Yeah, he's been elected, but he hasn't been sworn in yet.
I feel like John.
We'll get you there. All right. If you could please repeat after me.
Go slow. I didn't practice.
Not a problem. I state your name.
I, Tom Kochanowski.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
I support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
Same.
Do the same.
And to the governments.
And to the governments.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Council President of Township.
Of Council President of the Township.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities. So help me God.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Tom.
So I'd just like to thank my psychotherapist that got me through the last few years with you guys and for all the future work that they're going to do. That's just a joke. Thanks, everyone.
Terrific. All right, now we've changed up, and actually I think we've vastly improved the way we do these agendas with some help from Vita, and it's still a work in progress, and will take some getting used to, but the next item I'm going to read off is the consent agenda. You will see, well, I'll read it first. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Committee or Council, will be enacted by one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless the mayor, the council member, or a citizen requests it, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. If you look at the next item, E, reorganization, there is a list of 16 items. Some of those have asterisks. I would ask if anyone who is on council wishes to pull any of those out for discussion, please say so.
Fine.
Hearing none, I'd ask if any members of the public would like to do that. They're welcome to unmute themselves and to.
Brian, Mayor Millay, I would ask that one resolution talked out be removed.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that one. Yep, exactly.
What? Okay.
All right.
Item two.
Yes, so we're going to pull off item number two, resolution authorizing signatures on township checks, and I will address that in a little bit. So, seeing no conversation, may I have a motion to adopt the consent agenda?
I'll move.
May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Keep it roll, Trishka. I don't see Trishka anymore.
I see her, but I don't hear her.
It would have been good if I'd unmuted myself. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
And motion passes.
Terrific. Now we're going to deal with item number two, which was the resolution authorizing signatures on township checks. We made some minor adjustments to it, and if it's all right with everyone, I will read it briefly because it is quite brief. The new resolution reads, whereas the following officials be authorized to sign our current and municipal accounts checks for the Township of Clinton for the year 2021, Mayor, Municipal Clerk, Chief Financial Officer, and the Township Administrator, be it further resolved that the signatures noted below are required for accounts designated, the Clinton Township Municipal Court and General Account and Bail Account by the Court Administrator. May I have a motion for this resolution if there's no discussion?
I'll move.
A second?
Tom, second.
Okay, hearing no discussion. Trishka, would you call the vote? Roll.
Yes. Am I unmuted this time?
Yes.
Councilman, thank you. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mamelet?
Yes. Okay. Just trying to pull it up on my screen here. Let's see. Bear with me 2 seconds. The next item is a list of mayoral appointments. These are not a resolution. They're appointments that are made at the discretion of the mayor and do not require council approval. So I'll just read them off very briefly, but they're included in the packet. To the Board of Adjustment, I'll be appointing Dan McTiernan to a 3-year term and Heidi Rohrbach, who is currently second alternate to the first alternate position. That's a 2-year term. Dan is moving up from the alternate position. To the Environmental Commission, I'm appointing Andrew Pult as the chair. He's currently on. That'll be a 1-year appointment. For the Environmental Commission regular member, we have Patricia Buryak for 3-year appointment, Alex Ambrose, second alternate for 2 years, and Bill Glazer for 2 years as the planning board member. Historic Preservation Commission, Bill Buryak and Mark Party to 4-year terms, Mike McGew for a 2-year term. And I would also note that there's a typo on Michael's first name there. We could correct that for the record. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. C-E-R-S-P-F-R-S, Certifying Supervisor, Vita Mekowitz, 1 year. And the Certifying Officer, Debbie Damajani, 1 year. To the Planning Board, Rich Scheid is a Class 2. That's a 1-year appointment. Suzanne Kleinhans is a Class 4, returning member as well, 4-year. Bill Glazer, we're going to move from an alternate position to the full-term 4 or Class 4 regular member. We're going to put our former mayor, John Higgins, as the first alternate for a 2-year term. So, John, welcome back. You get to stay on the Planning Board. Sandra Butcher, who is currently a member but has some time constraints, is a 2-year filling the vacancy on expired term on an alternate position. Boards and commission liaisons, Councilman Strauss will return as the Board of Education liaison and the Environmental Commission liaison. Councilwoman Switlik will return as the North Hunter and Voorhees Open Space liaison. Planning Board and Historic Preservation Commission will be left vacant for now, and I think Councilwoman Switlik and I will probably divvy up historic until we have a replacement council member. Liaison for the Rec Committee. Tom Kochanowski will be liaison to the Sewer Authority. Mark Strauss will be a Public Safety liaison. It's a role that will be developed throughout the year. It'll probably take some more form as we put together a new ordinance for our public safety organization. The Finance Committee will be Tom Kochanowski and Brian Millay. And the Personnel Committee will be Brian and will be myself, rather, and Vita. Zoning Officer will be Denise Filardo, Deputy Zoning Officer Tom Sylvia, Recycling Coordinator Jay Meitzel, and the Public Agency Compliance Officer Vita Mekowitz. And that is that. The last resolution that we have is a resolution for appointment of an emergency management coordinator. Our current coordinator expressed a desire to end his term at the end of this year. He's kind of stretched thin with work. He's been training a replacement we've had in mind, who's a newly sworn officer from the summer on our police department. TJ White is also a township resident, which is a requirement for the position. And so far, all good things that I've heard about him. I think I would highly recommend this. May I have anybody on council want to have a discussion? Or have any questions? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
And you know what? We'll give it to Mark. Roll, please.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes. Now,
motion passes.
Thank you much. Now we have correspondence and old business. We have none of those. And we'll go to what I have to do it once. I'm not going to get to do it anymore. But our previous two mayors used to call this the action part of the meeting. So this is new business. The first being introduction of an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, adopting new stormwater management regulations pursuant to NJAC 7:9 and amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. This is a state-mandated requirement that we keep and update our criteria for stormwater management, which we must do by a date certain, and I'll ask our attorney in a second, counsel, to expound a bit. But we will probably be looking to make further adjustments that are more specific to the township later in the year. Right now we're addressing this in order to comply with the state requirements at a bare minimum. And Trish, if you have anything else to add.
Sure. I think as much for the benefit of the members of the public as the council, this past year, the DEP amended its stormwater management regulations and then at the same time promulgated a new model ordinance for municipalities to adopt. The model ordinance establishes the minimum requirements. As the mayor indicated, municipalities are allowed to be more restrictive than what the DEP has put in that ordinance. All of these ordinances must be not only adopted, but in effect by the beginning of March this year. So that's the time sensitivity that we're operating under. And before they can go into effect, they must be reviewed and approved by the county. And the county has a fairly lengthy period of time in which to undertake that review. So that's why we're hurrying to get that done this month. So what is being introduced is the DEP's model ordinance. There are a couple of additions to that ordinance that come out of existing provisions in the current stormwater management regulations that we didn't want to lose. But apart from that, it's the DEP's regulations. And then as the mayor indicated, we fully anticipate that later in the year we'll probably be bringing revisions forward for the council's consideration. But in the meantime, let's get the model ordinance in place and meet the base requirements.
And I would add for the benefit of any members of the public who might be interested, the ordinances, both of these ordinances and the following, have been posted this afternoon to the township website under proposed ordinances. So they're available for review. Is there any discussion or are there any questions on the part of council for this introduction?
No.
Okay. I would ask then for a motion to introduce this ordinance with a public hearing date set for January 27th.
I will make that motion.
May I have a second?
A second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, and the last item on this busy agenda is introduction of an ordinance for the Township of Clinton, amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to create a new article, XVIA, entitled Highlands Land Use Regulations and Supplement to the Land Use Regulations Ordinance for the Township of Clinton, Hutterton County, New Jersey. This is, and my wife would have murdered me if I had incorrectly done the math on the Roman numerals. Anyway, this is an ordinance that really it enacts all of the detailed regulations that we are subject to in the Highlands, but at a local level, as opposed to having those have to be determined and adjudicated and confirmed at the Highlands organization itself, the Highlands Agency. There have been some negotiations. I know this has been going on for quite a bit between our planners and some folks in our attorney, our planning attorney, and the Highlands folks, so that we could really quantify correctly for the township what the regulations should be. And it also lays the groundwork for a designation of some centers in the future, centers that would allow us to have a little bit more dense development in certain parts of the township that really could sustain it and make the most sense. This is a very lengthy ordinance, which is why it's good that we have 3 weeks to review it between now and then. There will probably be some minor changes, if I had to guess, coming out of the planning board review, which this has to go to the planning board after we do it. And I would also just point out that if introduced on the 27th of January, we plan to have our planner present to give a little overall high-level description of what's involved, what's included in this ordinance, and to be available to answer questions from council. Does anyone on the council wish to have any discussion on this or have any questions? Okay, hearing none, I would ask that this ordinance be introduced and have a public hearing date set for January 27th.
I'll move.
May I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Kochanowski?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you much. Now is our public comment session. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker and must pertain to the governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. All participants will be asked to keep their microphones muted during the meeting unless speaking. Members of the public who are viewing the meetings live using an electronic device will have the ability to raise a hand and contribute voice and video during the public portions of the meeting. Anyone attending by phone instead of computer or mobile device will be unmuted prior to the conclusion of the public comment period and given an opportunity to speak. Comments may also be submitted in writing to the township clerk up until 12 p.m. on the day of the meeting, either via email at cconnor at clintontownshipnewjersey.com, clintontownshipnewjersey.com, or regular mail. Comments received prior to the deadline will be read aloud by the presiding officer, subject to three-limit limitation applicable to live comments. And I would ask, pretty much everyone is on electronically via, we have one call in. I would ask the folks on WebEx and their computers to raise their hand if they wish to speak. Oh, Mr. Lazarus is raising a real hand. Go right ahead. You're going to have to unmute yourself, though.
I am unmuted. I just wanted to briefly say congratulations to Mayor Millay on ascending to power peacefully, and I'd like to congratulate Clinton Township on an orderly, peaceful transition of power. I understand that's something of an issue in other parts of the country today. If I could also just, and so congratulations, Brian.
Thank you.
Look forward to helping you when you can. And if I could just briefly say thank you to former Mayor Higgins on your 6-year service as mayor. You did a great job on behalf of the community. And I know we still have you on the planning board, so I'm happy that you'll still be serving in that regard. But thank you very, very much for your service over the last several years.
I'll add my, John stole my line, but I'll add my congratulations to Brian and thanks to his family for allowing him to assume this arduous task. And I'm not sure what to say for John. He probably talked at me into that second term, but you're a good man. I look forward to seeing you at the planning board, John. Thank you.
Thank you both. Are there any other members of the public who'd like to ridicule me or make any public comments?
Wait, that's real? Just kidding. Congrats, Brian. I love you.
Thank you. For the record, that is a resident of Cedar Springs, Louisiana at the moment. So let's see. There is one person who's called in on the phone. Does that person wish to speak? All right. Anybody else? Going once? Going twice? Well, with that, we've reached, I guess, it would be Councilman Strauss's portion of the meeting. Mr. Strauss, do you have a motion?
Yes, motion to adjourn, and congratulations to all.
Thank you. I will second, since I didn't get to move or second anything. So I will second that. And, again, thank you all for coming. Trish, you can take a roll call vote for the adjournment.
I think notwithstanding the Faulkner Act on a motion to adjourn, you can just do it.
All right, good.
All in favor?
All in favor? Say go home.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstaining? Hearing none? Meeting's adjourned. Carl, you can stop the recording. Thank you very much. And, again, thanks, everybody, for your support. We make a good team. We'll keep going.
Good luck, Brian.
Congratulations, everyone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right, Tom, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
It'll be good.
Yep.
Hey, I'm going to have a meeting with the sewer folks, maybe even on Friday at 2, if you want to join.
What folks? The school?
Sewer Authority.
So, yeah, definitely. Well, we have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, they meet in person.
Okay. Yeah, I planned on being there, but yeah, I can be there Friday.
Okay, terrific.